Cyber criminal. Boy arrested for virtual robbery. It's the first time it's happened, but it probably won't be the last. A Dutch teenager has been arrested for stealing virtual furniture from rooms in a virtual hotel. The 17-year-old is accused of taking tables, beds, and chairs worth more than 4,000 euros. The furniture had been bought with real money and was kept inside Habbo Hotel, a popular online game. As a part of the game, users can spend money on furniture, which they can use to decorate their rooms. Apparently, the teenager tricked people into revealing their passwords. This allowed him to steal the furniture from their rooms and take it to his own. 6 million people in more than 30 different countries play Habbo Hotel each month. Virtual theft is a growing problem, said one of the software developers.
Chocolate lorry. Experts excited by sweet fuel. Scientists in England have tested a vehicle that runs on chocolate. The idea of the project is to create a new type of fuel that reduces carbon emissions. They also hope to raise awareness of global warming. The vehicle, a lorry, will be powered by all sorts of popular chocolate bars. Eventually, a team of drivers hope to drive the lorry from England across the Sahara Desert to Timbuktu. The idea for the chocolate lorry has been developed by Ecotech. Their managing director, Chris Elvey, said, "This isn't new technology. During the Second World War, the Germans did lots of research on biofuels. You can make it yourself at home in just 20 minutes. And it's cheap, safe, and environmentally friendly." The lorry is expected to leave England very soon.